Many of the 120 seniors at a high school near Nashville will end their high school career like it began, with at least one parent at war. The war in Iraq has gone on even longer than their stay at Fort Campbell High School. Soldiers at Fort Campbell's Army base are on their third deployment to Iraq and Afghanistan and have missed watching their kids grow up. Dating, basketball games, prom, it's all been followed from afar. Jacqueline Fellows reports from member station WPLN.
Fort Campbell High School looks and sounds like any other school in America. What makes it different is every student walking down the hallway has a parent in the Army. Near the cafeteria, 18-year-old senior Jordan Vedito stands in front of a large collage of red, white, and blue paper hearts that form an American flag. Each heart bears the name of a deployed soldier parent. Vedito balances her purse on her shoulder while holding a notebook. At the bottom, in pretty cursive, she's written, "Big girls don't cry."
Here, everyone understands, you know, everyone's under the same pressure. Even if they didn't know that person that's deployed in your family, they remember what it's like for their family to be deployed. And, I mean, if I was going to a regular high school where nobody's parents have been deployed, they'd probably look at me like I'm, why are you crying, you know? It's just, it's emotional. It's really emotional.
Vedito's dad has been gone nearly 2 years. She wipes away a tear and starts to recover, getting excited about the possibility he'll make it to her graduation. The Defense Department estimates more than half the Army soldiers have at least one child. School guidance counselor Martha Speak says with the Iraq War in its fifth year, these seniors have endured the most, the longest.
My opinion is this third deployment is the most difficult. The first one, of course, they didn't know what to expect. The second one they thought would be the last. And then here we are in a third deployment. And it's just been tough.
Speak says some students will cry. Others let their grades slip. There are even students who stop coming to school. As part of President Bush's troop surge last year, 16,000 Fort Campbell soldiers were ordered back to the war zone, this time for 15 months, their longest deployment since the war began. Mario Flint's mom is one of those soldiers. She left for her third tour in Iraq in October and missed out seeing him play baseball and basketball this year. As he opens his locker to grab his book for English class, Flint says that's not what hurts the most. This is his last year at home, and she doesn't get to see the college applications he fills out.
I feel like she's missing out on a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like, it can never happen again. Like, I do a lot by myself, and it shouldn't be like that or something. It don't feel right.
As Mario closes his locker, he says he tries to keep busy and not think about it.
I try to join as many little clubs as I can so I can stay active and stay out of trouble and keep my mind off the fact that my mom is gone.
Some of the teachers at Fort Campbell High, like Misty Stevens, are parents of students themselves. Stevens' daughter, Jaleesa, is 17 and also graduating this year. Her big blue eyes light up talking about her dad, but her mom tears up.
As much as you want to be everything for them, there's no way to be the kind of father her dad is to her. And to see both of their pain is the hardest thing in my life.
In a few months, these Fort Campbell students will throw their graduation caps in the air and say goodbye, leaving the protection of their mom, dad, and a school where every student knows firsthand the sacrifice families make when a nation is at war. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Fellows in Nashville.
Tomorrow we'll report on the soldiers and a challenge they face when they come back, how to return to a family that's learned to get along without them.